So reading from the compilation of excerpts on the topic of From Helplessness to Crying Out to the Creator, quote number 2 from Rabash, volume 2, What is the righteous become apparent through the wicked in the work? In order for a person to progress on the path of the Creator, to be rewarded with all of his work being for the sake of the Creator, and now he feels that he is in a state of ascent, what more should he do? For this reason, the Creator leads his world with wicked. That is, at that time, the Creator gives him thoughts of wicked, that it is not worthwhile to work for him, but only for himself. By this, he suffers a descent, and thinks that the descent he has received is not because it was given to him so that he would advance in the path of the Creator, to be rewarded with knowledge of Kedusha, holiness. Rather, he thinks that he regressed because he cannot work in the manner of individuals, but needs to work like the general public. And since he had departed from the general public, he is left empty-handed from here and from there, since he cannot return to the general public. For this reason, in that state, a person stands between heaven and earth, and feels that his situation is worse than that of the rest of the people. At that time, he can ask the Creator with all his heart and pray, as it is written, Pardon me, O Lord, for I am wretched. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones have dismayed. And you, O Lord, how long? That is, how long will I stay in a situation where I feel that my condition is worse than any other person, that I have no grip on spirituality? For this reason, he has no other choice but to believe what is written, For you hear the prayer of every mouth. Baal HaSulam explained that a person must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, meaning even the worst mouth in the world, of which there cannot be lowlier and worse in the world, still the Creator hears him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. Quote number 3 from Rabash, volume 2, What is the Torah and what is the statute of the Torah in the work? When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, then the body resists with all of its might, since it argues, Why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly an annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person is unable to be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, Now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature. A person says that he believes that this was the Exodus from Egypt, that the Creator delivered the people of Israel from under the governance of Egypt. As our sages said, in the Passover Haggadah, the story, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt, not by an angel and not by a messenger, but the Creator Himself. I am the Lord, it is I and not another. Now, he too sees that only the Creator can deliver him from the governance of the will to receive and give him a second nature. In other words, just as the Creator gave the first nature, there is no one who can give the second nature but the Creator Himself. Therefore, at that time, a person prays wholeheartedly from the bottom of his heart, and this is the time for the reception of the prayer. Like quote number 4 from Bala Sulam, Shemari 122, understanding what is written in Shulchan Aruch. When one wants to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and that all of one's thoughts for self-satisfaction will be revoked, then, when one feels what he is saying, his heart can fear lest his prayer will be accepted. That is, that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-satisfaction, there appears a state where it seems that one leaves all the pleasures of this world, all the people, friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to a desert where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him and of his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world all at once. And he feels that he is losing a world filled with liveliness and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he is committing suicide when he experiences this image. Sometimes the Sitra Achra, the other side, helps him picture his state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels this prayer. And in such a state, one's prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer, to accustom oneself to the prayer as though his mouth and heart are equal, and the heart can come to agree through accustoming. So it would understand that reception means separation, and that the most important is the adhesion with the life of lives which is bestowed.
Because it costs, there is a price to it. Excerpt 5 from Meshivat Nefesh, item 40. The war against Amalek, which is the war against the inclination, is a very long war. And subduing it is done mainly by strengthening. Everything that one experiences in one's life, in all of that, he should be very strong and not let himself fall under any circumstances. For as long as one does not despair oneself and strengthens oneself to somehow start every time anew, he is regarded as winning the war, for it is impossible for one to defeat it by himself. It is said, it is as our sages said, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, one must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war, or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who the winner is, since the war is still very long, the exile is intensifying, and each one experiences that which he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep holding our weapons, we are certainly winning Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and in crying out to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.